also PaySick at barnburner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, now on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and 85 platforms. Welcome to another edition of The Breakaway, this time featuring the Hall of Famer Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, and making, is this your first voyage here on The Breakaway, Giancarlo?
This is my second.
It's your second. All right. So I bet you better bring it this time here on The Breakaway with Giancarlo Aulino. All right.
Means he doesn't have to carry the bag full of sticks.
Well, you know, Don Cherry said he's against hazing. Steve, would you want to haze Giancarlo? All right. Next question. All right. This weekend, the Maple Leafs waited to the last minute to sign something that me and Giancarlo broke here on Barn Burner. William Nylander, 6 years, $6.9 million a year. First year, $10.2 million. Let's get first a Tampa Bay perspective, because Tampa and the Maple Leafs are battling in the Atlantic. I can't believe Atlantic Division for Maple Leafs. Anyways, what do you think about William Nylander, Steve, signing long-term with the Maple Leafs? Does that propel them to get over Tampa Bay?
No, it doesn't. So, what's gonna propel Toronto to get above the Lightning is the fact that the Bolts are without their star goaltender Andrei Vasilevsky, and they're having to score six goals a game in order to win contests now. Because while I think Louis Domingue is a good goaltender, he's not Andrei Vasilevsky, and he's not used to the workload that he's been getting since Vasilevsky went down with the foot injury. I think Nylander is a good piece. It is still a big question up in the air for the next offseason, because I know Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner are both restricted free agents next offseason, and you know that they're seeing what Nylander got for his restricted free agent deal. They're certainly going to be wondering what they're going to get from the Maple Leafs, and will they get to afford both of them next offseason? That's going to be the big question.
Okay, so before I get to Giancarlo, let me ask you, Steve, because you're in Tampa Bay, you cover everything Tampa. So when you look at this easy-to-say dilemma, but very good dilemma to have if you're Kyle Dubas and the Toronto Maple Leafs, would you tend to sign all three, or would you dangle Marner, Matthews, or Nylander? And if you dangle somebody, what can you get for, let's say, Austin Matthews?
You know, for me, I don't think that I'm dangling anybody. You know, we went through this here in Tampa with Steve Yzerman, with Steven Stamkos, and Victor Hedman, and Nikita Kucherov. I personally think that there is a way for the Maple Leafs to be able to sign all three, and for the Lightning, they had Stamkos as an unrestricted free agent and Hedman as an unrestricted free agent that they had to sign long term. So you can get around it, and you are going to be able to sign it, but it's going to take work on both sides. It's going to take compromise from the front office, and it's going to take compromise from the players. And if the players aren't willing to forego a little bit of money for a lot of long-term investment and security, they're going to find themselves in big trouble.
So let me ask you this. 6.9 for William Nylander. Is it double for Austin Matthews and about 10, 11 million for Mitch Marner?
I don't know. I don't know if those guys are going to get that large of a boost. For Matthews, you know, neither of them can be unrestricted free agents. They can only be restricted free agents because unrestricted free agency you don't get until you're 26 in the NHL. So they still have a ways to go, both of them. But I think that both of them will probably find themselves if they wanted to get 7 to 8 million. I think you probably could see them each getting, 5 or 6 year deals worth 8 million apiece, and especially if they wanted to go 6-year deals and forgo maybe the first year of unrestricted free agency, that might be, or the first and second years of unrestricted free agency, they might find themselves with a little bit more of a bargaining chip if they're able to do that. But I don't see them getting $10 or $12 million, not the way the salary cap is constructed.
All right, Giancarlo, I know you're a Leaf, huge Leaf fan. How relief are you getting William Nylander? And is this just the beginning? Because a lot of people are saying they signed Nylander to trade him in the offseason or trade him, period.
Yeah, and just to look at what this team's been able to accomplish without Nylander, it's just incredible. Like, they're 19-8, and they've been able to score 5 goals less. Right now they have 98 goals scored. Tampa Bay has 103. Now you're adding Nylander into the lineup. This team's an offensive juggernaut. And just to see, like, everyone's going to move down now. So now you're going to have John Tavares, Mitch Marner. Then the second line, you've got Austin Matthews, William Nylander. The third line now, you have Nazem Kadri, Patrick Marleau. So this is a very elite offensive team. And the offense is what's going to make this team special and carry them over, hopefully, to a Stanley Cup final. But standing in their way is going to be the Tampa Bay Lightning. And right now, I think the Leafs have a good chance with this, with especially with Tavares on the team. And now with everybody on the same page, looks good for Leafland right now.
All right.
Yeah,
Steve.
What blows my mind about it is that you look at standings around the NHL. There are 14. Here we are. We're coming up on 30 games played in the regular season. There are only 4 teams in the league that have more than 35 points in the standings, and 3 of them are in the Atlantic Division with the Lightning, the Maple Leafs, and the Buffalo Sabres at 39, 38, and 37 points, respectively.
Now, you mentioned the Buffalo Sabres. How shocked are you, winning 10 in a row now, losing a couple games, but how shocked are you that Tampa, Maple Leafs, you knew Tampa Maple Leafs are going to be there, but Buffalo, come on.
Well, yeah, I certainly am. I'm surprised that they're ahead of Boston, and the bottom half of the division, I'm not too surprised about. You know, Detroit is rebuilding, Ottawa has struggled, and the Florida Panthers are the Florida Panthers. But I am surprised that Buffalo is ahead of Boston and ahead of Montreal, and not just by a little bit. We're talking 5 points to the Bruins, and 8 points to the Montreal Canadiens already. And I think that that is very surprising, but that's what happens when you go on a run and you win 10 games in a row. You find yourself at the top near the top of the standings. But it is funny that there they were, 10 games in a row won, and they could only be tied for the top of the Atlantic Division. And then the Lightning beat them, and then they go to Sunrise and they lay an egg.
So let me ask you, Steve, and then we'll get back to Giancarlo. What is the most surprising thing about Tampa so far, 30 games into the season?
I think that most people would be surprised that the guy that has been the sniper when it comes to scoring for the Lightning is not Steven Stamkos, and it's not Nikita Kucherov, although Kucherov had a brilliant month of November, and I'm assuming as we're taping this on the first Sunday of December, we're going to find out, I believe, on the 3rd, the players of the month for the month of November. And do not be surprised if Nikita Kucherov isn't the first star of the month of November with the month that he had. But Brayden Point has been the biggest surprise for me offensively. I don't think anybody thought that he was going to be quite take another step forward. He took a really big step in his first year in the league last year. He's an all-star, and this year he's taken another step forward, and that, I think, has been the most surprising for me.
Okay, I'm going to ask both you guys the same question as we close out the breakaway. What does Tampa need throughout the season for a big playoff run? And Giancarlo, what would you say the Leafs need? So we'll first start off with Steve.
Well, for me, the first thing they need to do is to get healthy. Not only are they without Andrei Vasilevskiy, they've been without Anton Strahlman, they've been without Andrei Palat for a large period of time. although Palat did come back against the Buffalo Sabres over the weekend, I certainly think that they need to get healthy, especially with Vasilevskiy. And then, the one thing that that Julien Brisebois has taken over for Steve Yzerman, looking for is a right-handed shot defenseman. I think that they would really like to add one more big name on the defensive line, and a top four defenseman would be key, especially if he was a right-handed shot.
All right, Giancarlo, same question to you. I know what you're going to say, a right-handed shot defenseman.
Yeah, exactly. And you look at the Leafs, I think Morgan Rielly's been a great surprise this year. They've always been saying, the Leafs and Leaf fans, that this team really needs another defenseman, so a stay-at-home defenseman, because Freddie Anderson, like, let's face it, he faces sometimes 40 shots a game, and it adds up, and then in the playoffs, it takes a toll on him. Then he's not able to perform at his best. He's forced to play like 60 to 65 games. So I think they need backup goaltending. Garrett Sparks needs to be consistent. And their defense, like, if they can get any deal, bring someone up, hopefully develop from the Toronto Marlies in a defensive role, I think they need to take advantage of that, because their offense is clearly what's going to give them success, but they're going to need their defense to be solid too if they want to go past Tampa Bay and Washington in the Eastern Conference.
All right, as we conclude the breakaway here, Steve, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Well, you can get a hold of me at Amalie Arena. No, I'm just, you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Steve Carty. Check me out on WDAE here in Tampa, 95.3 and AM 620 weekdays. And then if you're not in the Tampa Bay market, we are live and on demand, the same place where you can find the breakaway on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Giancarlo.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles, MMA, WWE, and MLS on barnburner.ca.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Joe.